Representative Green cites a recent state audit that found duplication and lack of monitoring in some of Wisconsin's economic development programs. Republican governors created some of the 152 programs between 1986 and 2002, and Green served in the state legislature for some of that period. But Green says the problems are largely the fault of current Governor Jim Doyle.
What I do lay at Jim Doyle's doorstep is a lack of leadership in pitching for business, pulling this together, and making sure that the programs operate efficiently. The Legislative Audit Bureau report, I think, is pretty telling.
One of Green's solutions is to have a public-private economic development corporation replace the Commerce Department. Green says he would chair the nonpartisan corporation.
It will be headed by the governor himself. Me, someone who has this as the central mission and spends time every single day looking for a way to create jobs.
Green's job creation plan also includes several tax cuts to which he refuses to put a price tag, but he insists the cuts would lead to business growth that would benefit the state. Governor Doyle defends the state Commerce Department.
The idea of creating some big cumbersome new bureaucracy out of a department that was actually created as part of Tommy Thompson's economic development plan seems to me to be a little extreme here. The Department of Commerce has been a strong partner with business in this state. It's one of the reasons that we've created over 170,000 new jobs.
Doyle says he's tried to reduce some of the overlap in state economic development programs, but has been blocked by GOP lawmakers. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.